As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
America leads the world in medicine development. It matters. We get new medicines first, nearly 3 years faster. 5 million Americans go to work because we make medicines here at home. And not relying on other countries keeps us safe. But China is racing to overtake us. Will we let them, or will we choose to stay ahead? When America leads, America cures. Let's tell Washington to keep us in the lead.
Learn how at AmericaCures.com. Paid for by Pharma.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed, "I found Nirvana! I win!" They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $200 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Like, you've dealt with something similar to this. I don't know if it's the same situation, but what are your level of concern about?
Just some fatigue that I was feeling in my last start. Was able to grind through it there at the end, but kind of just makes more sense to get ahead of it now, so I'm not playing catch up the rest of the season.
You said the last start, it wasn't anything before.
No. Just, you know, in the middle of it. There it is on TV, sick.
What's the immediate term plan right now as far as rest period or what have you?
Just building up, you know, strength from the shoulder. Just continuing to check those boxes and at the end of the day, I feel like it was something that was preventable, but, during the buildup, kind of just lost strength and never really got it back.
During the buildup of spring training?
Yeah, yeah.
So it was preventable how? If you'd gone slower during camp?
Or I was stronger.
Yeah.
What did you do different not to be as strong as?
I think that it's, you know, it's, as a pitcher, it's something that's, I guess I said it was preventable. Maybe it's not entirely preventable. You know, sometimes there's just variables that are outside of our control. I skipped that start in spring. So maybe looking back, that was a sign of something that was to come. You know, I don't really know.
I assume you got imaging or?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So that's not. No, yeah.
And not on the agenda for the coming days.
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Are you pretty confident that you can be back within at the 15-day minimum?
I'm pretty confident at this moment, yeah.
So is it just fatigue or anything like that? Was soreness or just fatigue?
Just fatigue. And it's a long year. I want to make sure that, you know, like I said, not playing catch up the rest of the season.
A couple of years ago that you had, was that something completely different though?
Just much more extreme. Yeah. Similar, but so much more extreme. It's hard to even draw the parallel.
Okay. You spoke the other day about feeling some responsibility for the state of the team through a month. To have to miss some period of time right now, how much does that weigh on you? How big of a drag is that?
Yeah, it's tough. Talked to Brez and Brandon yesterday about trying to push through, and you know, ultimately, it's what good is that doing for the team if I'm just kicking the can down the road?
And so, were you feeling this at all between the spring training thing and the start in Baltimore?
No. No, I wasn't. It's kind of just something that came up. It was, like I said, just fatigue setting in in the middle of that start. I don't know if it's because my other outings were a lot shorter due to lack of performance or what it was, but it just seemed to catch up to me.
What's on the immediate agenda for you, I guess, right now? Is there a plan to just rest for the next couple of days and then start to build that strength?
Just continuing to build strength and play catch as far as I'm aware. You know, we got the off day tomorrow, so I'll get a little rest there. Took the day off of throwing first day after the Baltimore start. And then yesterday and the day before, we're kind of testing it, just seeing where I'm at. And, you know, saw some pretty good development over the course of the past 3 days. So the plan is just to continue to challenge it while also giving it time to recover.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
See you guys.
I sold my car in Carvana last night.
Well, that's cool.
No, you don't understand. It went perfectly. Real offer, down to the penny. They're picking it up tomorrow. Nothing went wrong.
So, what's the problem?
That is the problem. Nothing in my life goes as smoothly. I'm waiting for the catch.
Maybe there's no catch.
That's exactly what a catch would want me to think.
Wow, you need to relax.
I need to knock on wood. Do we have wood? Is this table wood?
I think it's laminate.
Okay, yeah, that's good. That's close enough.
Car selling without a catch. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.